I found a cute meme that has screenshots from a movie in which his two young white people are having a conversation on a sunny day outside by some very tall grass. The guy looks either puzzled or flirtatious. Then the girl laughs delightedly. Then he looks earnest, and then she beats him by looking more earnest. It went around a lot for a while on social media with different fake captions added to the four squares, but I don't know what film the images are from. The version I like has the guy saying, "I've added subtitles to make my content accessible." And she laughs and says, "But not automatically generated ones, right?" And he looks earnest. And then she beats him by looking more earnest while captioned as saying, "But not or tomato call he jam her eight it ones, right?" It breaks long words into short ones. It gets homophones confused. And as hard as it is to parse, my experience of budget captions and autocaptions isn't that far off from this. If you read her nonsense line really fast, it almost sounds like what she really said while still being impossible to understand. But not or tomato call he generated ones, right? In today's episode, a deep dive into captions with bagels, with juice, with black bean burritos, and with utter WTF. Also, take a stroll down my favorite ASMR playlist while I read some of the auto-captions YouTube generated for my own content before I uploaded the accurate transcripts. This episode is dedicated to my friend and colleague, Matt Lauterbach, who's consistently doing amazing work for improving accessibility with integrity and creativity through collaborations across communities and organizations. He unintentionally inspired this episode by emailing me nearly a year ago with the worst caption fail he'd seen up to that point. Matt, may that one from last year be the worst. There's a downloadable transcript in the blog post for Pigeonhole episode 43.